The ayat of the Quran was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that none of you can reach the level of birr, which is a very high level of piety, until you spend of that which you love. So there was a sahabi by the name of Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. He had a orchard by the name of Bir Ruha. And this orchard was in the close precincts of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It wasn't explained the location of it. If you look at today's time, you got behind the haram, you got Darut Taqwa, and you got Taiba. Between the two, there's an entrance, the main entrance in the rear. Just before the stairs where the doors are, just before that stairs on the Mataf, just before the stairs was the location of his orchard. An orchard, not a small garden like what we see. It's a huge place with date palms, and he had his own well. In fact, that water of that well was so sweet that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would regularly go, and he would also participate and partake of that water from that well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also like that orchard. So when this ayat was revealed, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, from all the properties that I have, all the orchards that I have, this is the most beloved to me in the precinct of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had taken that and he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, I'm giving it to you to spend as you wish. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him that spend it on your family. In other words, this shows us that when a person is spending, people normally say charity starts at home. This is the subut for it, this is the example of it, where Rasulullah sallam showed this sahabi practically, that spend it on your family members first. In other words, look to see who's poor in your family and then spend it on them. So this is what he did. But this is what is meant by the munasabat and the close relationship a person has with the ayat of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when we read something like this, it doesn't remain as words. A person loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Practically it comes in a person's life. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, haqqul muslimi ala al-muslimi khamsun. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the right of a Muslim upon another Muslim is five. Raddu salami, the first thing is this person, he replies to somebody salam. In other words, somebody makes salam to him. He doesn't remain silent, but he replies to the salam in such a condition that reply of his is audible. So not that he replies silently, but he replies in such a way that the person can hear his salam. This one masla quickly on the side, if somebody makes salam via email, via letter, via WhatsApp, there's two ways of replying. One is the person replies by texting back, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, or a person can just say it via verbally. That will suffice to return that salam. So he doesn't necessarily have to type back the salam or write back the salam, he can reply to it verbally. That is one way. The other way, obviously, if the person is present, then a person should say it verbally in such a way that the person can hear it. So anyway, this is the first right, that he replies to salam, wa'iyadatul marid, and he visits a sick person. The person is sick, he's not well, he should make it a point of visiting him. This is the right that the person has over us. The next thing Rasulullah sallam says, wa'tiba'ul janaiz, a person attends the funeral of somebody. Somebody has passed away, he attends. The literal meaning here is he follows the janazah. What it means is the person attends his funeral, he goes for his janazah salah. وَإِجَابَةُ الدَّعْوَةِ, and a person accepts his da'wat. In other words, if it's some permissible function that he's calling him, for example, a walima, and there isn't anything haram that is involved, there isn't any intermingling, there isn't any mixing, there isn't anything that is haram, then it is necessary for him that he should try and honor this invite of his brother and attend. The next thing is وَتَشْمِيتُ الْعَاطِسِ, that he should reply to the person that says Alhamdulillah to his sneeze. So a person sneezes, that person says Alhamdulillah, then he should try and reply to that person. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah, a great muhaddis, once he was travelling on a ship, and the ship was close to the shoreline. So it was, while the ship was moving, it was close to the shoreline, and he heard somebody on the shore sneezing and saying Alhamdulillah. Obviously being on the ship is moving, now how is he going to reply to in such a way that this person can hear him? So what he does is he hires a boat for one dirham, a small boat, so that he can go to that person and still make it back to the ship that he was on. So he hires a boat for one dirham and he goes with that boat right up to the shore. He sees that person and he tells him, Yarhamukallah, and then he comes back. So the people on the ship, they are surprised by his action. Then he explained to them that you don't know, perhaps this person is mustajabu da'wat. It comes in hadith Imam, in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, that a person sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah. Then you say, Yarhamukallah, وَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. وَيَرْحَمُنَ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on both of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgive you. So perhaps this person would have said those du'as for me, and those du'as would have got accepted. So anyway, that passed. That night when all the people, the passengers of the ship, went to sleep, they all heard one voice saying that Abu Dawood had purchased his jannat for one dirham. He had purchased his jannat for one dirham. He made it a point of replying to that person who said Alhamdulillah to his knees. So that shows us, one is the words of the hadith, and one is the munasabat we have, that close connection where that hadith actually becomes part of our life. That these are the rights of a Muslim that he has upon me. Have I brought that rights in my life? In this last part of the hadith, for fi riwayat al-Muslim, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is showing us that in a slight difference in the wording, in another hadith, haqqul muslimi ala al-muslimi sittun, the rights of a Muslim upon a Muslim are six. Idha laqitahu fasallim alayhi, that when he meets him, he makes salam to him. Wa idha da'aka fa'ajibhu, when the person invites him, he accepts that invitation. Wa idha istansahaka fa'ansah lahu, and this is the extra one, that when he asks you for advice, then give him advice. Yeah, ulama explained it, so long as you're in that position to give him advice. For example, now, if you're not a doctor, and that person coming to ask you for medical advice, then you shouldn't try and give medical advice, because you don't have that capability. But if he asks you for something that you genuinely, soundly know the details, then you should advise him. وَإِذَا عَطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ فَشَمَّتَهُ, when a person sneezes and he says Alhamdulillah, then you should reply to that Alhamdulillah, what we just spoke about now. وَإِذَا مَرِضَ فَعُدْهُ, when he's sick, then you should visit him. And the last one, وَإِذَا مَاتَ فَاتَّبِعْهُ, when he passes away, then you should attend his janazah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for bringing all these beautiful advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives and becoming part and parcel of our lives. It's a reminder that the Mastura Jamaat is here today. They'll be having programs at 10:30 and at 2:30 at 276 Randall's Road, two doors away, at Dr. Amir's place. We should try and get the ladies to attend. The male speaker will be speaking in the afternoon, inshallah. So if we can't make it for the morning, at least try and make it in the afternoon. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.